Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays, 11 to 1 Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. And of course, you can catch them on The Fan every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 9. My favorite show on The Fan. Definitely now. We welcome in Nick Costos. Week 15. Nick, what are we looking at for week 15? Bills Pats is the biggest game on the board there. You want to start there?
Sure, I love you guys, and great to be on with you. We can start with I find this interesting, right? Because and BT, I think you ask me a lot about like the grand scheme of the NFL, right? And who the best teams are.
Yeah,
isn't it interesting, right, for everyone to consider things in these terms? That the two best teams in the AFC right now, at least in terms of one loss records, right, New England and Denver, are both home underdogs this weekend. Mm. So the Patriots are a home dog to the Bills,
yep.
And the Broncos are a home underdog to the Green Bay Packers.
You think they had that right?
Yeah. Okay. Now, look, like, right. It doesn't, like, the Broncos can win, the Patriots can win. I don't necessarily have beef with the point spread. I think if you wanted to make the case for one to be favored, it would be New England. Like, Buffalo's a one-point road favorite. There's no difference in between Buffalo 1 and New England 1. I guess you could push, but like, the game is probably not going to end in a tie. So I think that's pretty close to New England being the favorite. I do think Green Bay should be favored against Denver. Just on the Bills-Patriots game, I think New England is slightly more likely to win. Slightly. I don't think I'll bet that. My bet that I do like in that game, though, is the over. I think that there is a strong avenue for the Bills to score points in this game. New England's run defense has really petered off from where it was earlier in the year, specifically in the Sunday night game where the Patriots beat the Bills in Buffalo. And New England has not played anyone since then. And that's not meant to be an insult, like you beat who's on your schedule. But the Bills are the only like really good team they've beaten this year. And look at what Tampa did last night against Sal's Falcons. Like that win's looking worse and worse as the weeks go on. So I think Buffalo's going to be able to run. That sets up play action to the tight end, specifically Dalton Kincaid. Never good when like a white tight end is your most explosive player, but that's where we're at right now in Buffalo. Bills will be able to score. Bills defense stinks. Here's Drake May on the other side. I think the Patriots are slightly more likely to win, but I like over 49.5.
Okay, interesting. Now, obviously jump around a little bit here. Now, I don't know if they're absolutely the best team in football. Matter of fact, I don't think that they are, but they're one of them. And I'm going to hit you with a little Seattle something here, because to me, the mark of a terrific team is somebody that puts away inferior teams immediately. They don't mess around. I mean, I know they've had a softer schedule and they bludgeon the bad teams as good teams should. But in terms of like week-to-week trust, is it crazy to say that Seattle may have earned the most trust out of anybody at this point in the NFL?
Well, there we can get into, if you'd like their game this week against Philip Rivers and the Colts. But I think, BT, you'll have an opportunity, like a little piggy, to take that opinion to market next week. Because 6 days from now, Thursday Night Football, Seahawks, Rams, in Seattle. Mm. And I think my guess is Seattle's going to be like a one-point favorite in that game. Maybe it'll be a pick 'em. I'm going to like the Rams in that game to win on the road in Seattle. I don't have to be right. If you or anyone in the audience feel strongly about Seattle like being that team this year, you're going to get the opportunity to bet Seattle to win, basically just to win next Thursday night against the Rams. So I can't say I'm with you there on Seattle just because I don't trust the quarterback to that degree. Mm-hmm. But again, we'll find out in 6 days what Sam Darnold's made of through the four picks against the Rams in the first meeting.
Are the Chiefs officially done?
Well, I mean, officially, like, not yet.
Well, in your mind. Yeah, officially, yeah. In your mind. You've been the biggest Chiefs supporter there is. I'm actually shocked it's gotten...
And now I'm poor.
I'm actually surprised it's gotten to this point, Nick. Not maybe surprised with the Texans result, but definitely the Cowboys result. You see a path that this team could still get in the playoffs?
Well, it's like when Travis Kelce dropped that final pass on Sunday night. It was really tough to say. Thank God my daughter doesn't understand a lot, because when I told her Christmas is canceled... I don't know if she quit. I'm kidding. Bet responsibly, everybody. I'm joking. Also, I wish the Chiefs would have won some more of these games. Are they done? No, because the Chargers have a brutal schedule coming up, and the Colts are starting Phillip Rivers. So there is an avenue for the Chiefs to still make it. I'm not going to tell you it's likely at this point. Like, I'm not going to do that. I do think they're going to beat the Chargers, and I think they're going to cover on Sunday. But again, this is I'm the boy who cried wolf at this point. Like, I cry wolf every week.
They're done. They're not going to have more.
They're not
wins.
Done.
They're not going to. Houston's playing great. They're not going to finish ahead of them. Buffalo's got 9 wins. The Chargers have 9. I mean, the little window of opportunity would be the Colts. And I know
they got to pass the Chargers. I think they can pass the Chargers.
They got to win three more games than them at this point. No
way.
Well,
let's see. So Chargers.
Head this
I know.
Week.
I know.
So Chargers schedule. I mean, I'll get it up here.
And I'll get the Chiefs up.
Yeah, I have the Chiefs up.
I have them both here too. Okay, so okay. Chargers. So let's assume the Chargers lose this game, right?
I'm not assuming that, but okay.
And listen, like, I'm always wrong about this. So, like, you could be right.
I got you.
Chargers at Dallas, not a gimme. There'll be dogs in that game.
Coin flip.
Home Houston.
Coin flip.
At Denver.
Yeah, those are tough games.
Coin flip. Yeah, I get you. It's tough.
No, so Chiefs, let's say the Chiefs win this weekend, 7-7, mm-hmm. at Tennessee.
Right, win. Okay,
layup.
Christmas is really going to be ruined for me. Home Denver on Christmas night.
Yeah,
I think the Chiefs.
But that's it. That's
I think
the
Chiefs will win.
Yeah, and that's the
I
season.
I think they'll win.
Because they get the Raiders after that. So that's it. That's the game. Yeah, I don't think they're dead yet. I just can't bury them. Now, look, it obviously hasn't been good. I'm just trying to look at the math real quick in front of them. So let's say the Colts come down. Were you expecting a collapse?
Chiefs have the tiebreaker over the Colts.
Okay, and what about Baltimore?
Chiefs beat them head-to-head. They have the tiebreaker on Baltimore.
Okay, so, I mean, then that's where you get the math. And you said the Chargers would have to come down? Because the Texans...
Yeah, the Chargers have to, like, win one more game. And the Chiefs can make it with a win this weekend.
Yeah,
like, it's less than 50. I'm not trying to tell... you. The way you phrase the question is it over? It's not over. But, like, we haven't... we're not there yet, but we're like, boop, boop, boop. Like, we're trending in that direction.
Yeah,
like, grandpa's like letting go of the rope.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not great.
Get ready to pull in the driveway. No, look, right. not to belabor the Chiefs angle, but, you know, again, forget about the standings and what's in front of them, though that certainly matters, strength of schedule moving forward. I get all that, but they just haven't beaten a very good teams. They beat the Giants. They beat the Ravens when Lamar was out. They beat the Raiders. They got 6 wins, and I just gave you 3 of them. That's now, all I'm saying. I just don't think they're that good.
It's tough to argue. And honestly, like, to the people that said they weren't that good last year, I mean, they did make the Super Bowl. They got lambasted. They got destroyed. Last year, they went like 11-0 in one score games. This year, they're 1-5. So, I mean,
go.
Look, like, listen, like, you can make a case they should have 10 wins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Right now, they don't. You're right. Like, they're losing all these close games. Last week was ridiculous, the Sunday night game. Andy Reid going for that fourth down. I'm Mr. Aggressive. Mm-hmm. That was as bad as it gets. Yeah, like, they suck. That being said, though, I do think they'll win this weekend because the Chargers' offensive line's hot garbage.
Yeah, and that being said, as you look at the landscape of the AFC, tell me the teams that you definitively think are superior to them or that you would trust to beat them in the postseason. As much as I love Denver and New England's been great, I don't think New England's going to beat Buffalo this week. Even Buffalo, like, look at all the teams. Tell me definitively where the team is that's going to be better than Kansas City if they get in.
It doesn't exist. Now, with that being said, though, I think a better way to – that's a great – like, it's a really fun thought, right? If they get in, everyone's going to want to bet them, obviously. But they're likely not to at this point. And then it's, okay – do you trust, like, now with Kansas City out, this is similar, right? And we're all around the same age. Where is this, like, Green Bay in the 90s when the Panthers beat the Packers, or the Panthers beat the Cowboys in the divisional rounds, and then the Packers don't have to play Dallas and they go on to win the Super Bowl against Bill Parcells and the Patriots? Or is this any of the Steelers teams with Cowher or Tomlin that needed the Patriots to get knocked off in order to get to the Super Bowl, where Buffalo now could have a road where they don't have to play Kansas City? Where they don't have to scale Mahomes Mountain this time.
Yeah.
And do you trust Buffalo to make that happen? I don't think I do because their defense is bad. But
yeah, I'm kind of with you.
The way you got to have to start thinking about it, right? Because yeah, I don't think the Chiefs are making it.
There you go. All right, real quick swerve here. The MVP race, it's not like the MVP race in baseball where, you know, there's day-to-day conversation and speculation. Of Cal Raleigh, obviously Aaron Judge. It's just a different energy. This year, I'm a little confused. I thought it was Stafford's for a lock, and I know that the odds say that he is still, although Drake May can make a push, and maybe even Josh Allen. At that point, I don't think there's anybody beyond those three that could possibly win it. Number one, do you agree? And, you know, do you think Drake May is able to swoop in and take it away from Stafford right now?
Certainly. I mean, it's definitely possible that could happen. Like, the Rams could lose to the Lions, the Rams could lose to the Seahawks, the Patriots could beat the Bills, and the Patriots could beat the Ravens next week. And then we get into a spot where Drake May certainly the favorite. Stafford right now, minus 185. I think the only... So, look, if I had to bet someone outside of those three, it would be Jordan Love. Like, Dak had an opportunity, but the Cowboys could not lose to the Lions last week. If, like, Dallas had won out, you could have maybe made a case for Dak. I think he's dead now. They're 10-1. Like, no way for Dak. The way it happens for Josh Allen, it's not just that you need the Bills to win this game. They have to win the division, And they have to get within shouting distance of Denver for like the number one seed in the AFC. Because think about MVP, right? And this is one of those things where like it doesn't matter if you agree with this or not. It's just like a fact. It's like, well, I'm mad the sky's blue. Like, sorry, like it is. Like, a team's success matters a lot when you talk about most valuable player. And that's the thing that differs it from baseball. Where Mike Trout can win MVP on a crappy Angels team because he goes for the triple crown. And, you know, like, the best player on the best team may not because he doesn't have the stats.
Yep.
Like, you, Dak Prescott ain't winning MVP at 10-6-1. Like, it's not happening. So, the Bills can't lose another game. And you need Denver to drop at least one game in order for Allen to get there. And you need the Patriots to drop at least one other game. So, it's not just enough for the Bills to beat the Patriots. They need New England probably to lose another, and they need the Rams to lose a couple games also. So, okay, like, all okay. these things can happen. What do I think's most likely? I think, like, the Rams will beat the Lions. I think they'll beat the Seahawks. I think Stafford's in the catbird seed.
There you go.
One more from me, Nick, on the NFC. So, let's eliminate the NFC South, meaning that whoever wins is in, the loser of the Bucs and Panthers is going to be out. You could put Dallas in this equation if you'd like. I'm focused more on maybe the Lions, Bears. Give me the team that you think gets that final spot, or the teams that will be on the outside, if it's one team or if it's two teams you think will be on the outside of those final spots in the NFC.
Okay, so let's bring it up. So I think the Lions may be in a spot of trouble because I think they're going to lose this weekend at the Rams, and that will drop them to 8-6.
Right, they're 8-5 in eighth right now. Bears in seventh at 9-4. Niners have the Titans this week and are 9-4 in sixth place there. So that's what I'm saying. I look at it, it's a tricky thing, which there's going to be a good team that is on the outside looking in of the NFC postseason.
So if we're just going to use, like, let's take opinion out of the equation. And we're going to use the betting market to guide us, right? Betting market says Rams will be at 11 this weekend, 6-point favorite against Detroit. Seattle will be at 11, 2-touchdown favorite against Phillip Rivers. The Niners will be at 10, almost a 13-point favorite against Tennessee. The Packers will be at 10, 2.5-point favorite at Denver. The Bears will be at 10, 7.5-point favorite against the Browns. Detroit's going to be at 8. Philly's going to be at 9, and that's going to, because they're facing the Raiders. I think the answer to the question is Detroit. And whether or not I like that answer, because I like Dan Campbell and I like the Lions, I think Detroit's the answer to the question is who's most likely to be out.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that would stink if we have a postseason without Detroit and Kansas City.
Although, hold on, between you and I, what did Francesa say when we leaving the golf course that day when we played? He said Detroit's going to have a rough season. He did say, wow. All right, last one for me. For the show, and by the way, we've loved having you on, and I know we can say goodbye a little bit more officially in a moment, but who's coaching your G-men next year? The last time I get a chance to ask you on the air, who's coaching the Giants next year, man?
It's like, who's going to, or like, who do I want it to be?
How about both?
I want Cowboys offensive coordinator Clayton Adams.
Okay, you've talked about that before, just making sure that you're still with it. Gotcha.
I think it's going to be Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
That's a tough sell, man. A defensive coordinator?
Yeah, well, I mean, just like, no one has any idea how this stuff's going to work. And I don't say that derisively, just he's done a really nice job. That's my guess, honestly. I think they'll interview Vance Joseph.
Okay.
The Broncos defense, who washed out as the head coach in Denver, but now he's doing like an unbelievable job as the DC there.
Spags get a chat?
I hope not. And like, I don't mean that to be insulting, just like, I kind of think that ship has sailed. He's an all-time great Giants. Just like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like for it to be an offensive coach to work with Jackson Dart. You asking me who do I think it's going to be? My official guess will be Jeff Hafley as the Giants head coach. Who do I want? Clayton Adams or Brian Flores?
There you go.
And you think Shane's coming back or no?
I think they're going to lose this weekend. I can do this one last time. Like, they're terrible. They lose every game. They suck. Like, yeah, like, they're going to lose this weekend to Washington. I'm going to bet the Commanders. How do you bring him back? How is it justified at this point?
Yeah, I know.
I think he's not coming back.
Okay. All right. There you have it.
What do you think?
I don't think he's going to come back. I can't imagine. I think there are going to be significant changes with the Giants. So, obviously, there's a lot going on with the health of ownership, so we need to see that through. I can't imagine that being the sell to the fan base. Hey, we did it again with the roster, Joe Shane. Just give us another year, and we'll start seeing results. You can't do it. It's gotten so bad. It's gotten so ugly. I think they've got to move on, and I think that they will, much like we will, Nick. And we'll miss you. It's been a pleasure these last couple years having you on each and every Friday during the football season. Nobody does what you do better than you do. You're the best at it. I've told you that. So we'll miss having you on the show.
I Sal, I've known you for a long time. I won't belabor this point. Sal, I've known you for a long time. I consider you a friend. BT, like I think like we're kind of friends now also based on our on-air interactions. And I really care about both you guys. You guys are both really talented. And I know that you guys are both going to be great. And I loved your show and wish you guys nothing but the best.
Thank you.
And sincerely, I don't take any of these opportunities for granted. This is hallowed real estate on this station. Thank you guys very much for allowing me to be a part of your show. Sincerely.
You and you stole me the steak dinner for the Broncos and the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going to owe him a steak dinner, so I'll see you again.
Yeah, it's just like the three of us will go out in Manhattan.
I'm losing even when I'm gone.
All right, BT, that does it for us here with Costos. That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.